don't have an extra one. I can, do we have a copy of here?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can get you that.
Thanks.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's 7:00 PM, so the Sugar Creek Township Trustees' regular meeting will be called to order on June 19th, 2018. You've had an opportunity to review the meeting minutes from May 8th meeting. Is there any discussion of those minutes, any corrections before we move for approval? You've got hard copies.
This is the new sign.
No, this is the same as what we had.
It might have a couple corrections on what, as to what you received already.
Other than what was noted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I had a typo.
Any corrections, additions, or discussion before we move for approval? If not, then I move to approve the regular meeting minutes as presented.
I'll second.
Mr. Steiner seconds. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say yes. Yes?
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. There are no noes. Motion's approved. The meeting minutes are approved. Sign on the right one. There it is. All right. And did you have minutes for the special meeting?
Mm-hmm. Those are your copies. This is the one you signed.
Thank you. All right, special meeting minutes for May 23rd, 2018. Take an opportunity to review if you've not already. Any questions, additions, corrections? Any discussion? If not, then I would move that we approve the May 23rd, 2018 special meeting minutes as presented. May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. All in favor of approving the special meeting minutes for May 23rd, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. There's none opposed, the motion carries, and the minutes are approved. Oh, it's right there in front of me. All right. Anita, do you want to carry the balance here for financial statement, bank statement, paying the June bills?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Just
mine, or?
No, there's three copies.
Three copies, thank you.
The financial statements for May. They're the same statements you've been getting, and I did think, are there any that you guys don't want to keep getting, or you like all the ones you're getting, or?
I do.
Any that you think are redundant or extra, that we could definitely. They're all good, or if you have questions about any of them, let me know. And these are as of May 31st,
All of them are?
Yes.
I think my only comment would be, it's just from my own personal experience, I like having May year-to-date.
Yeah.
And then look at prior year.
And
but I don't think
UAN doesn't do very well with comparative reports.
Yeah.
And it's possible we could export things into Excel, but then I would be creating
more
reports. But I can look and see if there's any year-to-date comparative stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the year-to-date we do have on the
well, some of them have
revenue.
Year-to-date.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just I'm spoiled.
And those would be the same as the electronic version, you guys.
Perfect. Noticed on the payment listing there's some negative. Is that just adjusting balances?
Are,
and then we have a net somewhere or something?
Those are payments received for tile work.
Okay.
So you record them as a negative expense and it offsets the original expense where the tile was purchased.
Caterpillar Financial Services, that comes out of Road and Bridge.
Yes.
Question unrelated to financial statements, but just looking at the year-to-date received on the revenue status report. Do we get that second payment from county auditor in August, September?
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
When that comes in. I know that the bills have been sent.
Right.
For the second half.
Yeah.
Because we got ours, but I don't know exactly when. How quickly it comes. That's just from my lack of experience.
We got 6 months under our belt.
Right.
Well, almost.
Well, and the first one comes, I mean, we started receiving them
pretty
end
quickly.
Of January,
yeah.
Beginning of February. When would they technically be due?
7/25.
July 25?
Yeah.
Or 23/25.
You have any recollection of how quickly the second revenues?
I believe sometime before the end of August.
Yeah. That makes sense. All right. Any further questions or discussions or revisions to financial statements? I don't want to rush.
No, I like getting them ahead of time. It's nice, and we can look at them, and it's not just all here tonight.
Because there's a lot of information.
Yeah. Well, I move that we approve the May financial statement as presented. If I can have a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. So we've got a motion and a second. Now, all in favor of approving the financial statement as presented, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. There's no opposed. So the financial statement is approved. Bank statement?
So the bank statement. Unfortunately, just one copy of that.
So. I'll let you take a look at that first, Mitch.
And then you all will need to sign that page one.
Okay.
We all sign this one, right? Mm-hmm.
And then in here in the payment list. listing, that's what went out.
For May.
That's not
yes,
what
that's
we're
not
doing
tonight.
Tonight.
That's
right.
What went out for May.
Cool. So I'm going to move that we approve the May bank statement. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. And all those in favor of approving the May bank statement, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. None opposed. So it's approved. And we have affixed our signatures there. Let's look at the bills and then we'll sign checks after we've concluded the majority of the meeting. The Armstrong bill just internet.
I believe so, yeah. Well,
and phone.
I think it's phone.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a business phone.
I see. Is that related to anything we're paying here tonight?
It is.
Maybe before we approve the bills, we'll approve these.
Okay.
Okay. We've got two then and now purchase orders that are part of the bills that we'll be paying tonight. I think we need to approve those before we continue approving the bills. Then and now purchase order here for Little John for stone that has been hauled. It's one. And then Attorney Schrader for professional services is the second. Give me a chance to review those. Okay. than in males?
Can you speak up, please?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think we do. Let me look at a previous. I don't know if I have a previous minutes. No.
Okay, so I move that we, oops, I got you. I move that we approve purchase order 54-2018 for $16,168.50 for Little John's transport for stone. And based on this account code, it's Road and Bridge. Had a chance to review this. Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. We'll approve these individually. So all in favor of approving this purchase order, please indicate your assent by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. There are none opposed. So that passes. Second purchase order number 55-2018 in the amount of $5,000 for professional services by attorney Alfred Schrader. I move that we approve that.
The account code is 1,000, correct?
Yes, it is.
Correct.
May I have a second?
55-2018.
We have a motion, but no second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving this purchase order, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. There's no noes. So both of these are approved.
We're just going to sign those.
Oh, you need to sign them.
Thank you very much. All three or me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now on to the June bills. Any questions, discussion?
The auditor of state, is that UAN?
UAN fees for the quarter.
For the quarter, okay.
You had some supplies reimbursed.
I had to buy Kevin ink.
Got
for
it.
The printer here at the garage.
Very good. I move we approve the bills for June 2018 as presented here. May I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. All those in favor of approving the bills for June 2018, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any opposed, say no. There are none opposed. The June bills are approved. We'll sign those checks after we conclude.
Okay.
Or before, just before we conclude. Do you have anything else?
I do. These are the payroll vouchers.
Oh, okay.
For the road employees.
We've already approved these, just need to sign them?
Yes.
Okay. Any particular place? Oh. See?
There should be, yeah.
One for each.
Yep.
Okay, two on each.
Yeah, there are
There's
two for each of them.
Signed both of those.
You need to sign the second one.
So since there were three, does that mean that there are three pays?
One of those might be a June one.
Okay.
However, there might have been three pays in the month too because it was a longer month.
It's a longer month.
It's just whatever we've had since the last meeting.
It may be one in June because we are meeting now third week in June.
Right.
Got it.
There's one that you have, sorry.
Thank you. This is a fund status report after these June bills were paid.
Oh, okay.
So just the one you had earlier was as of May and is already out of date. So, this is just an FYI where we're at after the bills. Today.
Okay, no action needed there.
No.
No.
I have received this survey from ICMA, and I'm not sure that I am the best one to answer
these
questions.
Yeah, this is my favorite.
So I would like to pass that on to somebody.
Very well, I'll take a look at that.
Okay. And I also received back the RC2 form from
those people
whoever we sent it to,
the
records retention
yes
committee. I didn't know if anybody wanted to look at this.
Yeah,
okay. Pass that around. There's another public notice that you might be interested in.
This just looks like it's public notice for Stark, Tusk, Wayne, Joint Solid Waste Management Department. There's a public comment period for their solid waste management plan if we have any.
And this is something else I received that I'm not sure it's for me. Or if it is, I'm not 100% sure.
Anita, you say you just got this.
That's not just, but since the last meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
So they did an inspection of the of this
leach
this facility.
Okay. Wastewater treatment. Here. There's some feedback for Kevin here. think we need to pass that along to Kevin.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Okay. John, does your schedule allow you to see Kevin soon, or?
Not this week. He's taking off on vacation next week.
That's right. So we need to get that back to him, I think, prior to his leaving, just so that
I can do it.
Mitch, if you can.
Yeah. I'm in class yet this week, so.
Okay, yeah.
He's out the door by the time I get back.
Yeah. I looked through my notes. I could not find any old business from prior meetings that we need to follow up on, except perhaps the Tug Road.
Yes, I have.
Update. John, can you maybe take us through the next part and include the Tug Road, and then you can work through your agenda?
So I talked to the health department, and they said basically fill out a nuisance complaint. And I had, we had an awesome complaint. He said just paperclip that to it. We sign it, and we need to have a resolution. I need to be able to come up with that resolution or not.
I asked Valerie about wording for one, and she has one that she's going to give to me, so I don't have one here to sign, but I do have wording coming for one.
Okay. Well, that was for, that's for the road one. This one's for this one here. We don't have to have the resolution on this one.
Oh.
I just realized that's the road one.
That's the road. Okay. All right.
Oh.
Okay. Not this one.
Not this one.
Okay.
There's two of them out here.
And this is the one that there was a copy of.
And I sent the narrative out to you on what I'm going to write in the narrative section. If you're happy with that, I'll fill that out and then turn that into that. We all, he said all three of us do need to sign that for the signature for the complaint from here. And then they'll investigate and they'll get back to us whether there's a violation or not. I'll go from there.
Was Anita included on the, yes. Does she have the content that you're going to put on this?
Yes.
Okay.
So what we could do is approve it and then sign.
This is regarding your
stop by and
yeah.
On what grade?
The
other
one.
Okay,
this one
here.
Yes.
This one here. Because you said all three need to sign it.
Yeah, all three of us need to sign this piece of paper here to send in.
So
I didn't want to fill the narrative out until we had a chance to discuss it. If you were happy with the narrative, then I would just add it to it.
And John, could you move that we approve your narrative?
Yeah. I put a motion that we send to the Wayne County Health Department the nuisance complaint concerning Krug Road. And also improving the narrative that I came up with. And we can fill it out handwritten into the narrative part of their form.
Okay, made a motion to send to the health department the, what's the form?
The nuisance complaint.
Nuisance complaint. Nuisance complaint. Road. And also approve.
The narrative that was generated for it.
Okay. Okay, so we've got a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving that motion, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. There are no no's.
We got a second.
I second.
You
it.
Second.
Yeah. Just sign it.
Sign.
Yeah.
Just three of us together.
It's a general form.
It's that narrative that was on the other paper. That
I sent.
Yep.
I just dated it.
Very well.
Next thing is going for the grant. He was in contact with Wayne County Engineers. This grant isn't funded by the Wayne County Engineers, but there are portal to go through to get that done. So the first step is that they have a form online, you print it out, and we all three sign it, including fiscal officer. Along with that, there needs to be a resolution to go along with it. And this is first come, first served. So any other townships put their stuff in, ours gets put to the back burner. So he said he thought it would be okay to get this in play to be on the books for next year for the grant. But if we delay any longer, then we could be beat out by another township asking for the same assistance.
Right.
First come, first served.
Who is the grant from again?
The form is from the Wayne County Engineers Office. They're the ones who help us go through to get the grant from the state.
From the state.
The state is the one who's funding it. District 16, I believe, is when we're in.
And this grant is specifically to work on...
We're looking at, Kevin was wanting to work on Gowdy Road between Mosier and South Wanger.
Oh, yeah.
Due to the fact that Gerber Feet is now, they have a spur, and they're now heavily traveling, and it was never meant to be a wide road. It was always narrow. There was only a couple houses on that road.
Yep.
But now they're taking, 80,000 pounds constantly across that road. It's taking its toll on it. So.
Excellent.
So we're trying to widen it so that people don't get caught with farm machinery or the trucks, and make sure the infrastructure underneath it is solid.
And it's that whole distance on the Gowdy.
Yeah, just those that little sort of like mile at best.
Right.
So that was what Kevin came up with as a project that we can go for a grant on. So the worst thing they say is no.
So we should approve a resolution tonight specifically to throw our approval behind that application.
Yeah, it says that it's a little asterisk. It says a copy of resolution requesting engineering assistance by the board along with this form signed by township clerk or administrator is acceptable.
Right.
If you want to give that to copy.
Okay, so I'm going to just read off of that fine print right there.
Okay.
I move that we approve a resolution number 2018-06-19-01 requesting engineering assistance. From the Wayne County Engineers Office?
For Project Gowdy Road 18, 2018.
For the Gowdy Road Project 2018. Does that sound?
Resolution engineering assistance.
And this is a township request for engineering surveying assistance.
Requesting engineering assistance from the Wayne County. Do you want it specified that's from the Wayne County engineer?
Yes.
For the Gowdy Road Project 2018.
Yes.
Okay.
And you could have a note there, it's the OPWC funding application.
OPWC funding application.
Okay.
And that was made by you.
That was made by me, seconded by.
I will.
Mr. Hostetter, thank you. And we'll have to have a roll call.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Signed by all four of us at this time. comes back to you? Or does it need to take it from here?
I just need a copy of that resolution once it's all said and done, and I can turn that on. I'm gonna try to turn that in, see if we can get her foot in the door.
Okay, so I'll give that back to you, but I can give you the resolution.
Would you wanna hang on to that if you wanna reference anything from that?
I think I have the same thing right here.
Yeah.
So I just need to get the resolution. And I'll get the verbiage from Valerie for the rest of it, other than that.
We should probably get a scan.
Yeah, once I get all done, I'll make a copy or scan it and give all three of you copies in. I turn it in, so you have it fine. The other thing I had with the Gov deals, we did sell the tires.
Yeah.
Did you see the $20 come in? Okay, so that all works smoothly.
Yep.
Good.
Cool, so do you think we'd have other things that we're getting in line for Gov deals, or?
Yeah, there was an old generator back here. I was gonna tinker with it to see if we're next to nothing, if I can get it up and running and see if it goes. If not, we just put it on there for as is.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Anything else, John?
See, crew, grants, the public records thing. Should be it for me.
Okay, Mitch?
What I'll bring up first, last week I stopped off at Mr. Lizey's property, and they have a situation there on the west side of Kohler Road, south of 30.
West side of Kohler?
West side of Kohler is the ditch on the west side.
Yeah.
And there's some.
I'm sorry.
The first brick house.
General Lissick.
Lissick. Mr. Lissick, and I asked him to come tonight.
Oh, Kohler Road and 30.
Yeah.
Where it all.
No, it's south.
About a third of the mile south of 30.
Of 30.
Oh, okay.
And there's been some catch basins put on the east side and some building on the east side, which has increased some of the water flow as far as the speed that it comes down, because it's collected quicker. And I don't think they had hooked into the spoutings yet, or had they?
They have now.
They have now. Okay. And so he was getting some water coming onto his property. There had been a, what do you want to call it? There had been a ditch. It was.
Well, it starts off from the road, maybe about 100 foot of what's called a swale, nothing else.
And it used to take the, it was kind of a waterway, but it took the water.
Yeah, and then it came with a ditch for about another 150 or so feet. And about 50 plus feet of it is, again, I was always able to get my lawn tractor across it, so it's the east and west end, so it wasn't that bad of a deal.
But I
now it's getting.
Now you're seeing more water that's coming. Since that area had been filled in, water is going on the top. It doesn't have that.
Which a certain government organization in Sifton had got the contracts there.
So what we looked at it, and what the thinking is that maybe you could use a catch basin on the west side of the road to collect the water, and then you were talking about taking a tile, getting your excavator to connect to that catch basin and take it down to the down to that creek.
Yeah, well, down the hill. What I would like to do, since it was the township that caused the problem by putting the catch basins on the east side of the road, I'd like the catch basin put on the west side, and then if the township would get rid of that water, at least down to where the ditch is.
And what I would propose is that we would have Kevin, have our road supervisor, go out, take a look at it, and see what we could do. I had mentioned that I know it's not a township policy at all that we buy the catch basins, but you were willing to buy a suitable catch basin if we would set the catch basin there. And then you would connect tile to that.
Except for the culvert running across Kohler Road. Remember we looked at it. Looked like it would have been okay at one time, but as the township mows that grass, it looks like the blade is sort of cut back the pipe, and now there's not a pipe to go into a catch basin. But the rest of it, if I have to, I'd like to pull it and do it. But the township could just install the catch basin.
And the culvert that comes into that, because you're right, I remember you showed me that the culvert itself was kind of chewed up.
Yeah.
And so maybe if we could, I was hoping that we could get a approval tonight of the board to have Kevin take a look at it.
Yeah.
And see what we could do, and then we'd need to coordinate that per Kevin's approval.
Right.
And make sure then that once the catch basin's there, that doesn't become a barrier to any water coming down, because we don't want it to go out on the road. So we'd have to have it punched out on the south side and punched out on the north side, just so we could...
Is that all four sides?
Okay.
May I ask the street address, where we're talking at?
645.
Okay.
And 737. So they're both my property with the two houses.
And it's kind of in between the two, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
645 and...
737.
Okay. So is there a motion you can create out of that, Mitch?
Yeah, I would like to make a motion that we would have Kevin do an inspection of this property, alongside of Cola Road at 645 and 737 South Cola Road. That is South Cola Road there, right? And have Kevin look at that and see if we couldn't set, if he deems it appropriate to set a catch basin there that he finds that would be suitable and he would approve that Mr. Lysak would purchase.
I will second that.
How do you spell your last name?
L-I-S-I-C.
L-I-S-I-C.
All right, I seconded. All those in favor of saying, all those in favor of that, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Say no, no no's. So we'll have Kevin take a look at that, get back with us, and we'll let you know immediately as soon as we've come to a conclusion.
My phone number if you want to.
Thank you for coming.
You'll be our point of contact there.
I will.
Very well. Anything else, Mitch?
Yes. We had talked about it before, changing the regular meeting date to the second Tuesday of the month, starting in August. We do have the regular meeting in July scheduled already, and we've given notice to that our next regular meeting, the July meeting, will be July 5th, and that'll be at the Kidron Community Building there at the park. But I would make, I guess, the motion that we would change our regular meeting from August through the rest of the year to the second Tuesday. And we have it reserved to have the Kidron Community Building at 7 o'clock on the second Tuesday of the month. August, September, October, November, and December. And then I will need to do put that on the website, put it in the township window, and then we'll also let the Gazette know.
Awesome. Wayne County Engineer has our meeting date posted, so I will follow up with them on that too.
Okay. And if we have...
Was that an actual motion, or are you still... Okay.
Made a motion.
Okay. I'll second that. And all in favor of approving that schedule, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? There are none opposed. So we'll approve that. If we have absentee, we can't sit here and say we know exactly what's happening in August, September, October. So if we have any changes, we'll address those as they come up. We've got a couple meetings before we get there. Very good. Anything else, Mitch?
Kevin did tell me, and I don't know, maybe this
no,
is
bring it.
Something that you, but that the tree trimming project with Akron, or the Apple Creek Tree Service is completed.
Oh, good.
He was very happy. I guess there were a number of ash trees that needed to be taken down, or they would have been coming down. So that project is done.
We keep it to 8,500 or something like that.
Yeah, right, we're.
Good.
But some of the problems with ash trees, he said we're taking care of, so we don't worry about them coming across.
Good. Anything else?
No.
Well, while we're talking about Kevin's report, when I spoke with him today, he told me that his exact words were, Trevani got approved for action, and he's anticipating that there's going to be some progress made on that. I didn't dig into that deeper. I'm assuming he means that the homeowners association has gotten approval.
They have a contractor. He said it was a name that he didn't recognize from the area, but he's going to keep an eye on it, look into it. I asked him. I said, "Well, are they going to do it the end, you know, like what Buckeye Engineer came up with?" And he assumed it was because that's what they put out the bid, the homeowners association. But he said he's going to keep a close eye on it to see if they're doing it for the Buckeye or. Did they go to a plan B or something like that? You're just going to keep an eye on it to see what progress happens out there and let us know when it gets time to where we have to put our road cover on top.
Okay. He also told me that the week of July 9th we'll begin chip and seal, and then I asked him what roads he had scheduled, and he said Kohler north of Emerson, Arnold, all of Arnold, Curzon, Moser, and then Zerker between Wingard and Withridge. All his mowing is done. I haven't had anyone call me since he's been done to say that he missed or needs to come back. He's also planning to use the mini excavator with the Bachman Township road crew on a job in exchange for Bachman is going to haul some fill for us on a project he's got coming up. So we'll kind of have mutual exchange of equipment hours based on that.
And Kevin will be using our equipment.
Yes.
He will be the operator, sole operator.
Yep. So in May and June, here's Kevin's road report. Clean ditches, fixed washouts from flooding. Laid 309 tons of asphalt. That must have been sealer. All the roads and ditches were mowed. There were 750 tons of 67s from Olin Corp hauled in. Apple Creek Tree Service finished trimming trees, and chip and seal is scheduled for the week of July 9th. East Wayne Fire District reported.
Can I have that?
Yes, you may. East Wayne Fire District reported 11 calls in the unincorporated Sugar Creek Township District. They were all EMS with the exception of one that they said was miscellaneous.
And that was which month?
April.
April?
Yeah.
April?
Yes. Okay. I did not receive any KBFD.
I have it.
Do you have
it? I have it. I don't have it here.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. We'll get it next month. Just 11. I noticed we've gotten a lot of public records requests. I wanted to bring up whether we would propose to have an assistant that would be solely responsible for handling those public records requests. That would be a paid position by the township, but I don't know how much time the public records requests are requiring, but I mean every week we're getting 2-3 and it's got to take some time to do that. Is it prudent to address that with your time, or is that becoming too burdensome?
It's not, I mean, I don't think at this point that we would need to, that it would be necessary to hire somebody, just as long as, I mean, they're not required and.
As long as we fulfill them in
a
reasonable period of time.
As long as we fulfill them reasonably, yeah.
Our public records request policy says, how many days? 21?
I'm not sure it actually does.
I don't, I think it just is reasonable.
Just a reasonable period of time, and I think that's what's echoed in the Ohio Revised Code. Received. This letter from Dan Lutz. It's addressed to Mr. Earl Miller. States that it's been reported that you have allegedly been harassing the fiscal officer of the Sugar Creek Township and disturbing the public meetings of the township. Please be advised that the reported actions may amount to certain criminal violations, including disturbing a lawful meeting in violation of Ohio Revised Code 2917.12 and telecommunications harassment in violation of Ohio Revised Code 2917-21 or .21, which I have delineated in pertinent part below. The telecommunications harassment states that no person shall knowingly make or cause to be made a telecommunication or knowingly permit a telecommunication to be made from a telecommunications device under the person's control to another if the caller does any of the following: makes the telecommunication with purpose to harass, intimidate, or abuse any person at the premises to which the telecommunication is made, whether or not actual communication takes place between the caller and a recipient. No person, through the use of any electronic method of remotely transferring information, including but not limited to any computer, computer network, computer program, or computer system, shall post a message with purpose to urge or incite another to commit a violation of Division A1 of this section. And three, knowingly makes the telecommunication to the recipient of the telecommunication to another person at the premises to which the telecommunication is made or to those premises, and the recipient or another person at those premises previously has told the caller not to make a telecommunication to those premises or to any person at those premises. ORC 2917.12 is disturbing a lawful meeting. No person with purpose to prevent or disrupt a lawful meeting, procession, or gathering shall do either of the following: one, do any act which obstructs or interferes with the due conduct of such meeting, process, or gathering; two, make any utterance, gesture, or display which outrages the sensibilities of the group. You have already been informed that you may communicate regarding official township matters in person at the township meetings, and you have the right to attend the township meetings, which are open to the public, and to request inspection of the minutes of those meetings pursuant to Revised Code 121.22. You may also via contact the township via the phone at the township official business number of 330-828-2511, via email at anitajfisher5@gmail.com, or via ordinary mail at 245 South Wingard Road, P.O. Box 213, Downton, Ohio 44618. Those are the four intended avenues of communication for official township business. I trust you will cease and desist from any unlawful actions against the township fiscal officer and from disturbing the township meetings. Thank you for your anticipated cooperation. Sincerely, Dan R. Lutz. You received a copy of this?
I did not. Is it in the email?
It stated on there that you were CC'd. Were you able to access this on the matrix?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is on the matrix.
So it's on the matrix. Okay, then I can.
Yeah. No action required there. I don't have any other items on my agenda. Was there any other items that you have come up with since we've discussed?
Second page.
Yeah, go ahead.
I did receive a complaint about a street light that's out.
Oh, okay.
On Kittern Road. So I drove at 10 o'clock the other night and I found three of the lights out between Kittern and Lake Harvey. So I'm under the understanding that you just call AEP, or I think it's Ohio Edison down at Lake Harmony. Tell them the full number, and I'm assuming they received the bill. I was going to double check with Kevin on that. Have you seen previous bills for street lighting repair?
Not yet, just the standard
Well, we haven't done any repair yet. This is three lights that are not working, whether it's the bulb, sensor, or some other malfunction.
Did you say Ohio Edison?
I'm trying to figure out who has...
Or is it AEP?
Who's down at Lake Harmony? I heard it wasn't AEP. It's Edison.
Ohio Edison.
Who provides your electric service at Lake Harmony? Okay.
I'll double check it. It's on the pole.
All right.
So I was going to go down and get pole numbers here someday. Double check and turn it in.
No action for us to take there.
No, just inform you that I did receive that complaint and I'm working on it.
Okay.
You're going to follow up on that?
I'm going to follow up on the procedure on that. But just so if you see an extra large bill, that's potentially what's from.
And that is.
Do we know how large?
Yes, because we have a street lighting fund and I believe that will go straight through there. Is my understanding how it used to work. I'm assuming it still works that way. If I find a different way, I will inform you guys what I found.
Anything else, John?
That's it.
Mitch?
The only other thing I would mention is that on the 13th, last Wednesday, Anita and I and Attorney Schrader were in mediation at the Wayne County Municipal Court. Everything that stayed in there, they reminded us, has to stay in there confidentially. It cannot go outside. But there were discussions going on at that time, and there very likely will be another mediation, but nothing's been set up.
Okay.
But what should happen is within the next few days, you both should receive kind of a summary of what happened. They have to write it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I got that
trustees.
Email from Schrader on that.
So we'll get those details then.
Yeah.
Okay. Nita, anything else? We do have one meeting agenda discussion request from Mr. David Wingard. You say subject of request is EWFD and Village of Downton?
Yeah.
What did you have in mind?
Just information. I don't know if you're aware, Village of Downton. Maslin had appealed that summary judgment by the Wayne County Courts. The Ninth District said it's not appealable. They tossed the appeals, so it goes back to the Wayne County Court. My only concern is there's a different council there now, but probably a year or so ago when this started, there was a comment that if it's going to be too much of a hassle for Downton, they were going to try and drag Sugar Creek into it because it's in Sugar Creek Township, that trail. The village is not maintaining that trail, so eventually it's going to cost money. Rails to trails has nothing to do with it.
This is specifically the bridge?
The bridge, which basically benefits Reynolds only.
Right.
So, yeah, so I'm just bringing that up to let you know that there is, hopefully they don't want to drag the township into it, but that was the comment a year ago.
And is that bridge is not in village limits?
No, it's not in the village.
It's still in Wayne County, so it's still ours.
Yeah, correct.
But the lease was between the city of Maslin
and
the village of Downton. So we were never part of that lease.
Correct. The township is not part of that lease. But that's why I say it could get a little, I guess, just keep an eye on it, just to make sure that.
Didn't the city of Maslin annex that in?
No, they just got
up to Stark County.
They didn't. That what Maslin has done, they turned that all over to the Stark Parks Division.
Okay.
So Maslin is no longer involved.
When I volunteered in North Florence, they said, "Yeah, that's the city of Maslin. So if you respond there, you have to call the city of Maslin for that."
Yeah.
So that's been since turned back over to the Parks Trail.
Yeah, that's been turned over. That was probably a year and a half ago.
Okay.
When they did that.
Okay.
It's the meeting request. I don't
think so.
It's not really.
The other item, East Wayne Fire District.
Yes.
I'm not sure if anybody's aware, but Homeland Security has come in and started asking questions. So where it goes from here, I don't know, but I just thought.
Homeland Security would be interested in that because of the.
The safer grants that they got.
Safer grant through FEMA.
FEMA, all three grants, it's about $1.5 million. So what happens, I have no idea, but they have been in and they will be coming back.
Are you at liberty to disclose who they've spoken with or not so much?
At this point, I probably shouldn't say.
Understood.
Yeah, I don't know how much, but yeah, they.
Right.
They will be contacting more people.
Okay. Thanks for the update.
So I don't know what effect it's going to have on anything, but.
Right.
And it's public knowledge since they did come out.
When is the next East Wayne Fire District meeting? Anybody?
Tuesday, this.
Thursday night, Station 2? Okay. Well, we need to sign checks yet before we conclude the meeting.
We didn't have any other public.
There was only the one.
Okay.
We've only gone just a little ways. Dare we open the floor?
I don't care. I'm fine.
Does anybody have a meeting or a discussion request they'd like to submit verbally, or have anything you'd like to ask the board, or an opinion you'd like to share, or issue you'd like to raise?
My question would be, do a record request for copies of bills. Are any of these bills redacted?
And can you identify yourself, please?
My name is Mark Clark.
Yeah.
If so, why? And who does the redaction?
Yes, there are some redactions specifically on bills that might have attorney-client.
Say what?
Might have attorney-client privileged information if there was a detailed summary of any information like that. That would be redacted.
Who would make that decision?
I think we receive.
From the attorney.
From the attorney.
So the attorney does a redaction? Is that correct?
I believe that's correct, okay. To the best of my knowledge.
You let the person know the request of the record that it's been redacted, correct?
I haven't let it know that it's redacted because it's a summary statement.
Right.
So there's nothing crossed off. There's nothing blacked out. It just happens to be a summary statement, which is what I get for paying in order to pay the bills.
But it's not the bill that you receive from the person that's provided service.
Yeah, it is. It's an actual bill from the attorney.
Right, but
it's there's nothing crossed out on it.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I mean, what my question is, you receive two bills, one a very.
I don't usually. I just usually receive the summary one.
And who gets the original one?
I don't think I ever have.
Well, I've been the contact. I'll get the original. There'll be a detailed one for billing. But that one we've been noted, or it's been noted that our attorney has noted that is not a public record.
He writes that on a document.
He has written an opinion letter.
I mean, how do you know what is the public document and what is not?
We go by what the attorney sends us and says this is a document that will be a public record.
Okay. And so each time, each bill, each month has some description, this is a public record or it's not a public record. Am I correct in that?
I don't know that it does every month.
Actions, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like when you get your motor vehicle registration, one has your address on it, the other one does not. One's supposed to go in your car, the other one goes at your file in your home, that way your home address isn't associated with your vehicle necessarily. So yeah, we received the two, one's for public records, the other one's private.
And who keeps that?
Do you have that?
The township has it.
Township has it.
And who compares that redacted bill with a bill received from Attorney Schrager?
What type of comparison would there be?
Pardon?
What kind of comparison would you anticipate that there is?
I assume that you get some type of a bill that would be itemized very specifically as far as the legal services that provide, right?
Right.
And does he put down how many minutes that he spent or how many hours we spent on a particular topic?
I think that's in the summarized version. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the summarized version as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had any public records requests, Mr. Clark? Okay. Because I want to be clear that there could be future requests that would require redaction. And if that would happen, we have to note what the cause, why it's being redacted. So I just want to be clear that we're not saying that nothing else is redacted for what we haven't received yet.
My other question is, did you ever receive an estimate from Attorney Schrader with regard to what the cost of this appeal would be?
I don't think anybody's ever estimated what that would be or would be able to do that. It's...
And why not? It's a very simple appeal.
It's not a very simple appeal.
In your opinion?
In my opinion. In my experience, perhaps you've got more experience than I. And so that would be a difference of opinion.
So... It's fair to say, so I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but it's fair to say that no estimate was ever received from Attorney Schrader with regard to the cost of this appeal.
I don't know that that statement is 100% valid.
But tell me what we have.
Because we received a statement of a fee plan. Is that what we got from Mr.
Yeah,
Schrader?
Yeah, there's an
that covers all of the business that Attorney Schrader has with the township.
I'm not talking about bills. I'm talking about, did anyone ever speak with Attorney Schrader to get an estimate of what it cost to pursue this appeal?
I think I could answer no to that question pretty reasonably.
Yeah. Was there ever a discussion with Attorney Schrader with regard to the chances of this appeal succeeding?
I don't know that that's...
Yeah, and I think, I guess I would say at this point, if there's any more questions, that you know that they be submitted to us, and we would give them to our legal counsel.
You can't answer that question? You never had a discussion if we're going to, it's a chance we're going to succeed in this appeal?
I don't think any of the three of us did necessarily. That may have been a prior administration that had that discussion.
We've only been on for a few months, so...
The appeal started before we began our term.
Is there any budget? Is there, as far as, any limits on the amount of money that you're going to spend on this appeal?
There would be an appropriation.
Yeah.
We have an appropriation line item for legal and accounting.
And what is that? What is that?
I don't know. I don't have it right here in front of me.
It's around 40.
Is it 40?
For this year?
$40,000 for this
year. We have an appropriation, current appropriation of $40,000 for legal and accounting, we think.
So if I got these bills from Attorney Schrader, I'd be able to figure out what bills are for this appeal and what would be, what portion of these bills would be for something else.
I think so, yeah.
And I'm sure that he explained to you that the success rate, or the number of percentage of cases that are affirmed by the Court of Appeals versus the percentage of cases which are overturned.
That may have been discussed with prior administration.
Would you have knowledge of that?
No. I am aware that I've had some residents who've expressed concern about the appeal process and have encouraged me to drop the appeal altogether. And I've informed them that that is an $800,000 decision. That if we just surrender immediately, we fork out $800,000. So I appreciate your indignance that I'm sensing.
It's not indignance, it's trying to figure out. I mean, I don't think the people in this township understand why we're doing what we're doing.
Right.
I mean, when people come to you about appealing a case, there's two things they want to know. What are my chances of succeeding in this appeal? And number two, what's it going to cost? From what I got from our discussions, you've asked neither of those questions.
What I can say is that the lawsuit is the East Wayne Fire District brought the lawsuit against our township. Currently, what's frustrating in this scenario is there's two players left that could drop this lawsuit. There are only two players that are supporting this lawsuit currently are the Village of Dalton and the Village of Marshallville. If those two villages or one of those villages went to their, had their representatives go to the East Wayne Fire District board and said, we're going to drop this lawsuit, they made a motion, they could withdraw that lawsuit against our township. When our township, we had two trustees, former trustees, Mel Wiss and Craig Limbaugh, signed a contract that basically was not certified, nor could the township pay what the contract said that was agreed to. The township financially could not do it. The fiscal officer did not certify the amount that we had the money to do that. There's the case.
But obviously Judge Spitler felt there.
And that's why there's an appeals court. Because that was not, that particular issue was not brought up at all in the judgment at all. There was no information that was brought up that I was aware of that had to deal with the financial aspects or that it cited back. So we could not agree to this contract now because we never had the money, nor could we do it today. We would be breaking the law if we said we agree to that contract because we do not have the funds.
Position is, my question is, what error did Judge Spitler allegedly make that would warrant reversal of his decision?
Yeah, well, then now we're getting into the, yeah, the times.
That's the
interesting to hear what the Court of Appeals says, but I guess that leads to my other question. Why do we continuously, I checked on the docket, and we filed three continuances for filing our brief on this case. Why?
Why would we file a brief if it's being appealed and we're in mediation right now? Because the court has told us that at this particular point, why would we spend the fees to do the briefs when we can delay that because we're in mediation, maybe we'll get a solution, it'll be less money for everybody.
Am I not correct in looking at those bills that there's significant amounts of time being billed for legal research? I assume that legal research has to do with this appeal.
Yeah, and this is my frustration, Mr. Clark, that the Village of Dalton and the Village of Marshallville have continued this lawsuit and it's cost our township this much money. They could stop this right now and we could agree that we need to find a solution to this, but let's make it worth for both parties.
Yeah.
That's our position. That's my frustration. The Village of Dalton at a meeting recently said that they actually passed a motion. They said that they would not talk about the East Wayne Fire District at any of their council meetings. So in the meantime, the clock is ticking on legal fees. And it's as frustrating for me, Mr. Clark, to sit here and see these legal fees being paid out that we're having to pay out.
It's astonishing.
I could not agree more. The Village of Dalton and the Village of Marshallville could stop this next week.
And their retort to you would be, so forgive them.
We cannot agree to the contract that was given. We don't have the money. We cannot agree.
You're putting all the blame on them. Same thing applies. You can stop the appeal too.
Well, I don't think we can actually surrender. It would, because there's no money that we could pay under those terms.
But their position, you're telling them you want them to surrender, but you're saying we don't want to surrender.
We wanted them to. We would prefer that they would withdraw the lawsuit. The Village of Dalton could sit down and talk with us let's get something that works out for all of us. That's our preference.
But why would they want to do that? Just get the copy of the paper.
No, I'm done discussing this.
It's circular.
Yeah. No, just get the copy of the paper.
I don't believe there's anything we can say to satisfy you, so we'll conclude this discussion. All right. Is there anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Very good. May I have? Do you have? Oh, yeah, we got signed bills.
Signed bills.
All righty.
See a lot of those between now and July 5th, but I guess that's the next meeting.
Will we need to sign the resolution or not?
What's that?
Will we need to sign the resolution that you create for
The one for, I don't think so, for the engineer's office.
Okay. Since we've signed that other document.
I will look at what Valerie gives me.
Yeah, some of them are electronic. Yeah. Very good. Last call, anything? I'll make a motion to adjourn. I can have a second.
Yep.
And all in favor of adjourning, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
What time?
It's 8:24.
And who seconded that?
I didn't.